The power of words. With words, you can hurt people, push someone away. With words, you can gain a person and hold them up. With words, you can start a war. And with words, you can stop this very same war. Words are all around us, on the radio, on Facebook, on television, or how today is very common, on our mobile devices. You can read words. You can hear words. Get them in text messages or even portray them through an image. Words can make you happy. For example, when you hear good news. Likewise, words can make you sad when you hear or read of sad news. Words really do have power. They have power to destroy and power to build up. But sometimes, I think that we do not give enough credit or importance to the power and action of words. Behind words, behind any word, there is either immortality, life, or death. In fact, we as people, we are driven by words, by information. What word information are you filled with? What word information are you driven by? What word information are you feeding yourself with? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning, it all started with a word. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2, 7. God also said, commanded to Adam and Eve that they can eat of every tree of the garden freely, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. What do we see happens next? Next comes another word, contrary to the word of God. Here we see the serpent brings another word, brings doubt. But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." We see here that Adam and Eve, in other words, mankind, fell because they believed another word, the words of the serpent versus the word of God. As a result of believing in this word brought death. Christ himself brought us, mankind, the word or words of life. But this word was rejected from this world. It wasn't and isn't liked by this world. It was crucified. This word, the word of truth, was left for us in the Bible. This is the only word that gives life and is powerful enough to break the cycle of death in a person, to destroy the old nature, the old man. And this word, which was brought by Christ himself and is left for us in the Bible, by figuring it out, delving into it, and believing it fully, by accepting it in your heart, it brings eternal, not temporary joy, eternal, not temporary, peace, and gives you the kingdom of heaven in your heart. Seek to find and figure out this pure word without any additions or alterations of man. The Bible is the truth. The Bible contains the words of God. And if God said that if we know the truth will set us free, then it truly does set you free without any maybes, however, or buts. But it all goes back to the Word. Only by believing the pure Word, the pure teaching of Christ, can you be set free. The power of words.
HolyBunch.com